You are listening to remoteoffice.fm, the story behind co-working and the future of work, episode number 32. I'm your host, Lim Hayati. Our guest today is founder of Sico System. Sico System is Toronto's best feminist co-working space. Before founding Sico System, she was working as an educator, meeting a lot of amazing women when she joined GDA for Girls Toronto as a community leader, inspired her to create space designed with feminine value, emotional authenticity, and collaboration. Let's hear more from Emily, Ross, and Flick.
Thank you so much for joining the remote office. I'm so happy to have you in the show.
Yeah, it's good to chat with you.
Before you started Sico System, tell me about your previous background.
So before I started Sico System, I was an educator. So my background, I have a master's in education, and I worked for a lot of educational not-for-profits, working with mostly teenagers, high school students. I also taught in high school classrooms. So, you know, taught in a lot of different atmospheres, environmental education, museum education, classrooms, all sorts of different things. And I quit that about 3 years ago. I experienced a burnout, you know, that I just sort of was, I hit that place where, wasn't feeling like my job was really fulfilling me on a lot of levels. And so I left teaching and, didn't know what I wanted to do immediately after, and really just kind of gave myself time to start letting whatever was going to come up.
Just living life.
Find its way to the surface. Yeah. It took a few months to sort of get out of my head and, you know, not force the next step, but see what made me think, see what came up, what problems I identified or what I was curious about. And so that was sort of where Sico System came from. I, you know, gave myself a little bit of space to dream and to vision, and really started asking myself big questions about my career and about work in general, and, you know, what is work about in our lives.
Yeah.
And for me, you know, one of the answers that kept coming up was that I needed to be creating something. So for me, you know, entrepreneurship is it's a way of living a creative life. And, you know, not trying to just do what's prescribed and, you know, tick off boxes that somebody else has set for you, but to actually,
yourself,
get in touch with yourself and, and, you know, express yourself in the world. So I wanted to create a venture that would allow me to be creative and that would allow me to, you know, work with the people I wanted to work with and, be in the kind of atmosphere that I wanted to be in.
Why you choose female focused co-working space rather than the usual?
For me, it was partly I had been working with a lot of women. So I was interested in, when I was working with youth, one of the things that I did was rites of passage. So helping children transition from one life stage to the next. And I volunteered as the community leader of an organization called GDAY. That's a girls not-for-profit that does rites of passage for 10 to 12-year-old girls. And so I was working with this organization, and I was meeting all of these amazing women who were like volunteering with us, and they were the presenters at our events. And I just thought, you know, these are the people who I really want to work with. And I started seeing that a lot of the women that I was meeting, you know, were going through similar things that I was going through, feeling burnt out, feeling like their job didn't allow them to be their whole selves, you know, experiencing sexism in the workplace, experiencing, you know, a sense of being shut out of certain conversations or not being able to fully express their emotions in the workplace, you know, really having to like compartmentalize themselves to fit into the mainstream workplace. So I noticed that a lot of women were turning to entrepreneurship for similar reasons that I was, you know, for a sense of fulfillment, of independence, of, you know, doing away with a system that wasn't built by them or for them, and choosing to do something that, you know, that allowed them to be more fully themselves in their day-to-day life. So I was really inspired by the women that I was meeting through that organization. And I always sort of had wanted to work with girls and women. And so for me, you know, the more I started spending time in these communities and working with, you know, working with and networking with and meeting women entrepreneurs, the more I started realizing that there really is a need for a space that is not so much about having a space that's for women, but having a space that's designed with feminine values at the heart. So with things like emotional authenticity, you know, the ability to be vulnerable, a more collaborative structure as opposed to a hierarchy, a place that, you know, allows people to be holistic humans as opposed to, like, you know, just brains.
So you open, sometimes maybe you can, you create the event like empower women to be better in their businesses.
Yeah, I mean, I think that what's empowering them to be better in their businesses comes
system energy exchange. What's that exactly?
The energy exchange is it's a program that we have here where we trade workspace for help running the space. So my goal with Chico System was always for it to be a collaborative leadership structure. So I'm a solo founder, but I never really wanted to do it alone. You know, I think
so. You have a team.
A community space it's important in a community space to have, you know, more than one voice, more than one perspective in the decision making, more than one energy sitting at the front desk. So from the beginning, I had always wanted to have other people involved in running the space. So the way I ended up doing that was we have a 6-month program. So it's an energy exchange where for 6 months, I give people free membership and they take a shift, you know, sitting at the front desk, giving tours, doing some administrative tasks or special projects. So, you know, I have a few people who are doing the front desk. And then, for example, I have another person who's helping out with social media, another person who is consulting on business development. So we sit down and talk about pricing strategies and things like that. So it's just a way for me as a solo founder to not be working alone. And I think it creates really good value for the people who are involved, you know, as opposed to them just paying a membership fee and being a consumer. They're active, they have a sense of ownership over the space. And so they're empowered to make improvements to the space. And it serves them also because they're entrepreneurs. So they get this visibility when they're sitting at the front desk, you know, and everybody comes in, they're the first one to have a conversation. So a lot of the time they end up, you know, gaining new clients or finding new opportunities for themselves through being a part of it. So it really has worked out to be a really nice sort of mutual exchange.
So you're also helping them investment maybe or getting funding in there?
That's one area that we don't really work a lot on, funding. I mean, there are, as everyone knows, there are a lot of challenges facing women entrepreneurs. I mean, funding is one of the biggest issues that, you know, that's out there for women, is that, you know, still very, very low percentages of investment and venture capital go to companies that have a woman founder. However, that's, you know, there are a lot of different organizations doing great work. There's one local group called CEO that's really looking at helping women gain financing by creating a system where women invest in women's ventures. But it's sort of one thing that I've kind of chosen not to spend too much of my energy doing. We really are about having a productive, positive workspace and a supportive community that people can come to. And, you know, people are always giving each other tips about, you know, where to look for investment or what grants are available or, you know, how to put together a pitch or a business plan so that they can raise some capital. But we don't really do anything like that formally. It's really just a shared space where people can come and, you know, access the resources that are here. And I think there are a lot of other organizations that are doing a good job on the funding issue. So
speaking,
it's tempting when you're running a co-working space, like, because there are so many things facing entrepreneurs, you want to get involved in everything.
Yeah.
But, you know, we're still a pretty small space and a small team. So you've got to pick which things are really important. And for me, I realized that the more important thing that I want to work on here at Chico System is how people are feeling about their work, how people are feeling throughout the day, you know, how they're showing up as people to their work. And so we don't do a lot of, you know, funding or training. It's really just about creating a really great space for people to come to and feel
what good
about kind
their of work. Event that you always having in the ecosystem?
Well, so we have a few different things. We've got some daily programming, which I wouldn't really call an event, but every single day we do an opening and closing circle. So every day at 10 a.m. and then again at 4:30 p.m., whoever's here and whoever wants to can join us. We have a studio, like a yoga studio in the space. So people can join in the studio. We sit on the floor. And, yeah, it's, you know, the space is about taking care of yourself during the workday. So we wanted a place where people could go to stretch, to get out of their head, you know. So we've got yoga mats and props and hula hoops and weights and things that people can play with, tarot cards, crystals, you know, things that people can use just to help them get out of their minds during the workday and take a little break. So we do the opening circles in there, and people check in, we give each other names and talk about what we do. And then we talk about, you know, how we're arriving for the day, what our intention is for the day. We bring a little bit of mindfulness, a little bit of spirituality into the workday. And we do those, you know, at the beginning and end of every day as a way to build community. And then also as a way to get people to bring that extra level of intention into their workday instead of just being, you know, on autopilot when they come in for the day. So we do those. And then as far as other events, we have a lot of our events really are focused on the community. So a lot of potlucks. We have a monthly evening potlucks and perspectives where we get together with the topic and everybody brings the dish. And, you know, we sit and share food, share ideas, talk about business. We have a red tent every month, which is a new moon women's circle. So we get together with a group of women every month around the time of the new moon, and people share different things. Sometimes we do different, you know, activities and exercises. Sometimes we just share, you know, how we're feeling for the month or what our goals are, what we're releasing, what we're bringing in. And then we do some events also where we bring in speakers or, you know, experts about business in different areas for usually smaller, more intimate events. So we don't do a lot of big panels. You know, really the goal is to connect people with each other in a way that doesn't feel like networky. You know, a lot of the people who come here are like,
more friendly, I think.
Yeah, friendly, intimate, safe. You know, so a lot of our events tend to be smaller, and they tend to be a lot of people sitting in circles, not sitting in rows with an expert up at the front, but, you know, a circle format where people have the opportunity to see each other and to ask questions, and it feels a lot more accessible.
Speaking of the discrimination, how about the woman entrepreneurship in Toronto?
I think Toronto has a really great women's entrepreneurship scene. We, you know, I think there's still a long way to go. We're the only province in Canada that actually doesn't have a women's enterprise center. So most of our provinces have, you know, a women's enterprise center that does things like support women when they're looking for funding, help to advocate on their behalf with the government, those sorts of things. So we still don't have that here in Toronto. And I know that there are a few initiatives that are working on establishing one. But there are a lot of women entrepreneurs, and there are a lot of organizations that are supporting them. So there, we just had the first ever entrepreneurial feminist forum a few months ago in Toronto. Oh,
cool.
And there was people coming from around North America to talk about not just women entrepreneurs, but feminist entrepreneurship. So entrepreneurship as a tool for creating better outcomes for women and girls and for society as a whole, more equal and just society. There are women's entrepreneurial magazines, meetup groups, you know, there are now three women's co-working spaces in Toronto. You know, and there are a lot of different groups and online networks, and it's a really great place to be a women entrepreneur. Because, you know, there are so many different examples from, you know, from millennials who are Instagram influencers to seniors who are starting businesses after retirement. Like, there's really a diverse spectrum of women who are starting their own businesses here in Toronto. And so, yeah, it's a good place to be.
Speaking of marketing, what's your strategy to get more member?
We're pretty active on social media. So you can follow She Go System on Instagram, Facebook.
I will follow after this.
We do post a lot. but we do a lot of open houses. So, you know, every few months we do an open house where we invite people in for a free day of co-working to try it out and to meet our members. But I'd say the thing that's been working the best in terms of attracting new members is we give out free trial weeks. So anyone who wants to come and check it out, like, it's one thing to come for a tour and see the space and hear the story, and that's all really nice. But I think when people are making a decision about, you know, where and how they want to work, it's important for them to experience the space first. So we give away free week trials so that people really can see, like, okay, what times do I like to come, and how does this work in my schedule, and how far is it for me to commute from home, and, you know, do I like it? Does it feel comfortable? Do I like the people? So by the end of a week, they've really gotten the sense of, you know, is this place a good fit for me or not? And that's definitely been our biggest, most successful marketing strategy so far, has been just giving people a chance to experience it. And then they're like, oh yeah, you know, I like this. I feel at home. Or they're like, meh, you know, this isn't for me. You know, we're not trying to be everything to everyone.
Making a reaction like that at the end of the tour?
Once in a while, you know, sometimes there are people who you can tell when they come in that they're like, what? We talk about our feelings at work? Because I think there's a lot of that is really ingrained, that work is not a place where you come to, you know, to be a whole human, to feel your feelings. That doesn't belong in the workplace. That's unprofessional. So I think there are some people who really have that built in. And so when we talk about doing things like opening circles or bringing spirituality into the workday, or, you know, having a yoga studio in the space or a healing room, some people are like, that's too new agey. I'm not into that. You know, it's not.
What do you see in psychosystem in 5 years or 10 years?
You know, that's an interesting question. It's, I wrestle with it a lot, because it's so early now. I've really intentionally not been doing long-term plans. I mean, I would love, obviously, for us to be financially sustainable. I'd like for myself, to be able to go back more into the teaching side of things. So not back into high school classrooms, but creating programs, creating events, creating educational resources that can spin out of psychosystem. You know, and try to develop some of my ideas more. But as far as, like, are we going to open a space in every city across Canada? I don't know. You know, are we going to move into a 10,000 square foot space? I don't know. I think that a lot of the way
maybe
we're told to do business is like, you know, keep growing, get bigger. And I don't necessarily think that that's healthy or that that's what everyone needs. So I'm really trying to, as you know, as we grow, to make sure that I'm growing in ways that feel comfortable to me, that reflect my values, rather than just saying, you know, we have to get bigger because that's what you do.
It was a nice co-working story from Emily. You can follow her on Twitter at Psychosystem. Likewise, you can also follow us at Remote Office Co. Stay tuned for the next episode with Beta House.